From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea launched a long-range rocket today carrying what it said is a satellite in defiance of UN sanctions barring it from using ballistic missile technology. The rocket headed southward in a trajectory passing over Japan's southern Okinawa Islands. South Korea and the U.S. have decided to begin discussions about deploying a U.S. missile system to South Korea. The comment was made today by a South Korean Defense Ministry official in a joint news conference with Thomas Vandal, commander of the 8th U.S. Army based in South Korea.
It is time to move forward on this issue. We look forward to close consultation and coordination on that, as well as dealing with the threats to peace and stability.
UN Security Council will meet today to discuss the North Korean rocket launch at the request of the United States, Japan, and South Korea. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage today. They're searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan Saturday. At least 24 people died there. More than 500 others were injured. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building left flattened, almost beyond recognition. Somali authorities have detained at least 5 people for questioning over an explosion aboard a passenger plane that killed 1 person, wounded 2 others. The blast forced the pilot of the plane, bound for Djibouti, with 74 aboard to make an emergency landing. That was about 15 minutes after taking off from Mogadishu Airport. One Somali official, who preferred not to be identified, said arrests, more of them, are forthcoming. This is VOA News. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualim warns Saudi Arabia not to send troops to his country, threatening during a press conference that troops would be sent back home in coffins. Edward Uranian reporting now from the VOA Middle East Bureau in Cairo.
Mualim insisted that the Syrian government would not agree to a ceasefire on the ground despite UN efforts, so long as Islamic State, Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist groups continued to fight in the country. He also warned Saudi Arabia not to send forces to fight in Syria. He says that logic would preclude any Saudi ground intervention in Syria, but that the folly of the Saudi regime means that nothing can be excluded. He warned Saudi Arabia that any aggression on Syrian soil would result in the aggressors being sent home in wooden coffins. Saudi Defense Ministry spokesman General Ahmed al-Asiri told Arab media Friday that his country was ready to send ground forces to fight in Syria. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Germany's anti-Islamic organization Pegida held rallies in several European cities Saturday to protest against mass immigration and what it calls the Islamization of Europe. Riot police clashed with demonstrators in Amsterdam, where about 200 Pegida supporters held their first protest in the Dutch capital. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Koenders.
I think there is a humanitarian imperative there. Of course, there are security concerns, screening. I understand all of that. It is important to look at that, but at the same time, the principle of non-refoulement and the need to give these people who are fleeing horrific bombardments should be the first priority.
Other demonstrations for and against immigration took place Saturday in Prague, Warsaw, Bratislava, Calais, and Graz. The Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, and Poland have taken a tough stance on migration and oppose European Union calls to take in significant numbers of refugees. More than 1 million people, most of them fleeing war-torn Syria, sought asylum in EU countries in 2015. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says more than 3,100 pregnant women in his country are infected with the mosquito-borne Zika virus, but Santos said there is no evidence yet definitively linking the virus to the fatal development disorder known as microcephaly, which leaves newborns with deformed skulls and underdeveloped brains. There's also no vaccine or treatment for the virus, and scientists have not yet established a direct link between Zika and a spike in birth deformities reported in neighboring Brazil. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.